This is Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez, doctor in education and passionate about culture.
Could you introduce yourself?
Greetings, everyone. I hope you're doing as well as can be during these very challenging times. My name's Tony Viola IV. I'm a Two-Spirit Yoeme from the Pasperyaki tribe here in the Tucson, Arizona. I'm also a first-year doctoral student in the College of Education at the University of Arizona. I also try to hold a bunch of different roles in the community and on campus. Above all, I try to be a really good community member through work, service, and research.
How was to be raised in Tucson?
So I was born and raised in Coolidge, Arizona for a little bit of my life. And then I started moving towards the Tucson area. And I feel like as I got older, I got closer and closer to the heart of Tucson or to the center of it. So I first lived in Ava Valley, which felt like I was growing up in the boonies and the outskirts in the middle of nowhere, right? A lot of time playing in the desert with my cousins. And then I started to move inwards towards Marana. And then I moved into the Flowing Wells area, Prince and Campbell, finally towards closer and closer to campus. So my grandparents and their siblings, they all grew up in Barrio Libre here on the south side of Tucson. And they were actually the very first in our family to ever go into formal schooling. So only two generations ago, they were the first in our family to go to school, and it started here in Tucson, Arizona. And being a first generation college student, I take big pride in that because I was the first in our family to go to a university. All of us being from the Pasperyaki tribe, the Yoeme people have a very strong history here. And I love to center that in everything I do and try to make sure that people are aware of that, along with other narratives of the Tonawatam, as well as the Apache stories in this city as well.
How do you describe your identity?
I do think of it on a family and personal level. So I always center being Yoeme, growing up in a Yaqui household and what that was like. And I also take pride in being like a brother or a son and a grandson. Those all take on very special roles in my household. And I'm thankful to be in that position and have that part of my identity. But I also think of my identity in terms of the institution opportunities that I never saw for myself, but very much make up a big part of my identity now. So I am a first year PhD student, which is mind-boggling to think about for now, just because it is becoming real now. I believe it. But not too long ago, I was in high school. I went to Marana High School, and I never saw myself going to college, but I did. And I graduated just in 2020 with my bachelor's degree, and here I am now. And the fact that I'm able to start this new journey helps me give the opportunity to so many more in my family. I've helped people apply for jobs, apply to college even, because I'm able to share the knowledge that I've gained. And then lastly, that's where other identities from the academy come as well, like scholar activist or project coordinator. So those more formal roles do come into play, but I really try to focus on those personal ones of being Yoeme and growing up in my family and community.
Could you share with us more an example about how your identity integrates into the Tucson community?
So I love when people ask if I'm from Tucson, like I am Tucson. And I say that because Tucson has a very strong mix of cultures, right? We're here in the borderlands, but we're also here in ancestral Tonawatam land. And then you have other native people who have called this place home, such as my own community and family. So that indigenous storyline, it's where the name Arizona comes from. It's where the name Tucson comes from, right? It's what all the counties are named after. So I love being that indigenous representation. But the other big part is that the University of Arizona has been here for a while. And our generations have grown up here. They've watched it through the years. Some of them have been fortunate to send family members, but in my mind, not enough. When I present myself both as a Yoeme, a member of a Native American group, but also a scholar at the university, I feel like I'm bridging these two gaps that have been in the same place for generations, but they haven't really blended as much as they should. So I'm all about seeing more indigenous students and representation at the university. So being that I carry those two things as my identity, I think that is Tucson. Because when you ask someone about Tucson, they're going to know about the beautiful landscapes, but they're also going to know about the indigenous people. And then, of course, the large Research One University that gives us a lot of credit and name recognition.
Thank you, Tony, and also for this powerful message.
Thank you for having me.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez. Production and editing, Gwendolyn Hernandez, DJ Nenny G. Follow us on social media using the handle TucsonID.